the cat turned into a dragon. So I turned into a fire engine. How's that? And then he turned into a submarine. So I became a submarine-eating kipper. I said a kipper, not a slipper. Thank you very much. But he turned into an anti-kipper ballistic missile. So I turned into a missile cruncher. Crunch, 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 crunch. Just in time to see him change into a very, very big elephant. So do you know what I did then? I turned back into a mouse and I gave him the fright of his life. Just like that.
So welcome back to the Classic TV Podcast, part two.
What was that?
Well, that was a Lego advert from the early 80s. Yes. I think it sounded like Tommy Cooper, but I think you've got a fact for me.
Ah, you think it was Tommy Cooper. It actually wasn't Andy. He became unavailable at the last minute, and unfortunately, they had to get an impersonator in to do it. But interestingly enough, he was still given a credit on that advert, and he actually died not long afterwards, after it was released on British television. Is there a link to his death and
the Lego advert?
He choked on a piece.
My favourite thing about it is it says sets from 82p. What were they selling for 82p?
I don't know.
Maybe like one brick.
Anyway, one brick for 82p.
As I recall, you were going to talk a bit more about the adventure game and how you didn't like it. Or something
I don't
really
get
crazy
it.
You were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say that I hated it, really. Yeah, the episode that we saw, it's just... The gripe I have with the adventure game is that it's not very interactive for kids, and I know the limitations of, you know, 1980s television and nothing was nothing.
Limitations.
Yeah, but I know you can point a remote at the TV screen and say press red to make Paul Darrow go right or something like that.
I wouldn't want to do that. I'd want Paul Darrow to have free will.
Who would wish that?
I would.
Really?
Yes, and I would like Barbara Lott to go exploring for Trogna. And Carol Leader, or whoever else happened to be a Trevor and Og that week. That's how I feel about the freedom. And the puzzles,
to get out
what was
alive.
Really good was what you didn't, what you don't know, because you watch it, is that you built up knowledge of how it would work, the doors they had to go through, the different puzzles they'd have to solve, and sometimes you'd know them ahead of the people, and you'd be like, oh, they're idiots, I'm better than them, even though they're older, and...
I see.
It was quite cult.
Yeah.
This is a clip from Challenge TV when they did a slight sort of retrospective on it, which I think it's important to play.
What you need is something to extend your reach, now, I would think.
The Vortex, with the use of a BBCB computer with its memory of 32K, for its time, it was really very ahead.
We're watching Johnny Ball.
It became a bit of a sort of club, in a sense, a bit of an in-programme to watch, and people were able to sort of decipher the codes as quickly as they could, and it became quite a game for people watching the programme.
Yes, but you see, the point he's missing there is that it doesn't hold the interest, I don't think.
But it did! It had seven series, Hayden.
Seven series?
It doesn't hold it now, but
Lovejoy
didn't
go on for that long.
It did. Lovejoy went on forever.
Oh, it only seems like that. UK gold, my friend.
Anyway, we're going to have to agree to disagree about... Yeah. Should we have a handshake?
I think we will. Did you hear that, listener?
Yeah,
you
see?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've won.
Contact between man on man. Right. Yeah. The next thing we're going to do is our regular post, and that's TV Heaven.
It is.
Yes.
I've got the TV Heaven book.
Yes.
Jim Sangster and Paul Condon.
Look, yes.
This is me flicking the book.
Can you hear your book, guys?
Where's it going to end? Where's it going to open?
Where's it going to end? Let's hope it starts.
It ends at Z. Yeah. The Z card.
Right, okay, so do you want me to pick this time?
That's really weird. That's quite modern. 24.
Ah, now then. 24.
Can I start on 24?
Go for it.
So, Marisa and I started watching the...
Would you like to explain who Marisa is first?
Sorry, my wife. Marisa and I started watching 24... last Flat night, night. The latest series.
Oh yes, yeah. Live Another
Day.
Quite
a craggy face.
Yeah. Well, that's age for you, Andy.
I know, but we haven't watched it since we watched the first two series back in the day,
and
then we haven't watched
the eight series
in between. Oh, we were a little lost, and we didn't know whether we should be lost or whether it's going to be continuous.
Okay.
It did feel a little bit dated. Talking about dated, I felt the format of 24 feels really dated now. I don't know whether everyone believes that.
It's possibly because it's been done. I think, really. It's been done and it's been redone, hasn't it? Quite Just trying to see. Initially commissioned for just 13 out of the 24 episodes that would make up the series, it was ever so slightly obvious in the first series that the producers were winging it a little, notably where Jack's wife Terry lost her memory, always a bad sign in drama, and the point where we, but not the characters, discovered that Nina Myers, Jack's former lover and second-in-command at CTU, is actually a traitor operating under the name Yelena. So they're saying there that in the first series it was quite laboured.
Now, that's quite a bad thing. I remember watching the Nina, Nina moment when we discovered she was bad, and that was like, but maybe that's just our belief. What the bit I didn't like was when the daughter Kim was running along and there was the panther that escaped from the zoo.
That's weird.
That was just...
That's strange.
No, that didn't happen. Yeah. No, I don't believe you anymore.
No.
I quite liked the first series and the second series was okay, but I don't know. My favourite character in it was Sherry Palmer.
Yes.
She was very good. We liked her.
Yeah.
The bad wife of the president.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Are we done on 24? Have you got things to say?
The only thing I want to say about 24 is I think it's actually gone on for too long.
I think, said that.
Yeah, I know, and you've already said it, which is why I didn't really want to add it.
But, don't add things if we've already said it. That's how it works.
You made me do it.
Okay.
You made me do it.
You made me do it.
No, 24, done to a death. And here's the... We're literally going to close the book on TV Heaven right now. Yeah. There we go.
That's close to 24.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now going to go to a bit of a retrospective of two different TV series via their theme tunes.
Go for it.
And we're going to start with this classic children's series.
Yep.
I believe it's a classic. No, we're not. We're going to start with mine.
The reaction shots.
They're very good. Yes. Reaction to people running away.
Turning sharply to the right.
Turning stood by a van. look that way. You look this way. I look that way.
Casually eating a pie.
Yeah, but that is a very good theme.
Reading the football scores.
They're not doing very, very, very good theme music. And
can you give us a clue as to the
The title.
Yes.
The title of the TV series. Yeah. Rockless Babies, which was two series, and it was followed...
I said clue.
Oh, I see. Was this meant to be the competition? Yours can be the clue.
Mine can be
yours
the clue.
Yours can be the thing.
Mine can be the competition, let alone
indeed,
the clue.
Indeed. But, I wanted to talk about it at length, so I was going to say what it was.
Go
two series.
It.
I think it was about 88, 89, and then it was followed in 1990 by a rubbish sequel called Rockless Folly, where he went off to the country just to be a policeman by himself.
Who was Rockliffe? Tell me who it was.
Ian Hogg, who you probably know best as Light from Ghostlight.
I see.
No, was he that?
Yes.
But Susanna Schelling. I loved Susanna Schelling. I can't remember what she played. And Alphonse Emmanuel. Lots of nice women.
Yes, but what was the premise of the show, Andy?
The premise of the show was they were policemen, but then they became plainclothes policemen, and they were rookie. They were rookie policemen.
Rookie policemen. Okay.
Yeah.
And they didn't play by the rules.
My favourite episode was the one where they kept coming to Rockcliffe for advice, because he was meant to be gruff, old-fashioned Neanderthal sort of policeman.
Yeah.
And they'd come to him for advice, because he showed a gentler side, and he got fed up with them coming to him for advice. And that's the episode that sticks in my mind. It was probably the least important episode. Isn't that weird how that happened?
It was probably the filler. It was probably the one before the finale.
Get away with this one. No one will watch this episode or remember it. Wrong. It's the episode that I remember 25 years later.
Yes. Wasn't there a McGann brother in it as well?
There's always a McGann brother.
In everything.
Yeah.
Hornblower.
Was that just an insult, or was that
bloody hornblower?
I know.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to come back to your competition thing.
We are indeed.
But we're going to have another advert, aren't we?
We are indeed. Yes, we are.
Before we come back for the final time.
Yeah. And here it is.
Here it is. This is a goodie.
For clothes, it's just for me and my dog.
I'll be your dog.